the songwriter and the singer says, love don't cost a dime. Do you agree? Some say love is quite expensive. It's not cheap. Some say love is deeper than just a four-letter word. Some say it is, you know, the very powerful thing, force. Let me use the word force, that drives the entire universe. Do you agree? Is love, you know, free? Because when you say love don't cost a dime, you're trying to say that love is totally free. You know, from what perspective? Is it from the perspective of the recipient of love or the giver of love? I think on both sides, from the perspective of the recipient, you might want to say, man, it's quite difficult to find love. You hear people say that a lot. But from the perspective of the giver of love, that person that expresses love, it doesn't cost a thing to express love, really. If you look at it critically, I'll tell you that it's not as difficult as we make it to look to express love. It's not just in the man and woman relationship, if you know what I'm talking about. You could express love by, you know, walking by on the streets and just observing your environment and finding out that there's the need around there. Maybe someone needs just an attention. You can step up to that challenge and show some love. I was walking past a particular road sometime, and then someone greeted me. I could, you know, suspect that it would lead to something, but I mean, he just walked up to me and said, look, sir, I know that you might think it's not a fine barrer. He said, I'm actually very hungry. You know, I'm actually very hungry. I haven't had anything today. And he said, I don't need money. If you can take me to where I can even eat, buy the food, I don't mind. I don't want you to think that I, you know, before he said a thing or two, man, I was touched already to like step in, you know. I didn't have cash with me. I had to take him to a place where I'll have access to that and get him food. You know, little things like that is show of love. When you say love is wicked, is difficult, you're talking about the love between man and woman, maybe. But when it comes to love in its entirety, it doesn't cost a dime to give love. So give love today. I'll start with that. And let that be your watchword. I'm sure that life will be better for you. I'm just saying that to say welcome to the show this morning. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
That's right. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Check your time. It's 10 minutes past 10. Today is the 4th of May, 2022. It's a Wednesday. What a day to be alive. And yes, the holidays, I think the holidays are over now. And so most of us are back to work. The children are back to school. It's a good time. It's a good day. And I would say that I'm happy. Thank you, Collins, for that preacher, being a preacher of love. I used to think I'm the one who's a preacher of love. But I mean, you said quite some really deep things. And I want to take out the part that you said, love is like the force that drives the universe.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually quite deep. I mean, for some people who agree with that, it's really deep.
That's right. There are several, you know, I'll call them categories of needs or for focus of human beings, right? And usually we find ourselves ignoring the most important ones.
Yeah.
You know, like love. It should be on that list. Mm-hmm. But we spend time trying to work for relevance, you know, significance, if you like. Mm-hmm. We also spend time trying to make this money. It's important. It should be on that list.
Yeah.
And forget the things that are really, really, really important.
Yeah.
You know, because one of my mentors used to say that the art of making money, of being successful, is not an art. It's science. You know, if you know what you do, if you know what to do, you make money. Yeah, you make money. If you go, you know what to do. You come up with the right, get the skills. You know, you can prove it. Science can prove it. But when it comes to fulfillment, being fulfilled as a human being, it is not science. It is an art. You cannot learn how to be fulfilled. It's got to be from inside out.
Yeah.
You have to put your priorities differently. And if you have love as the top priority, one of the categories of things that you pay attention to, you focus on in every situation, you make it very high there in your priority list, then you can start understanding the difference between fulfillment and being successful. There are a lot of successful people who are not fulfilled.
Yeah.
Just to say the least, guys.
I agree with you. On that note, welcome Lagos. How are you doing this morning? Feel free, the phone lines are open. Remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" More like you signing in on the show and telling us, "Hey guys, I am here. I'm listening to you guys." Today's Wednesday, meaning that Techie Talk will be live from the 11 o'clock hour. And we have a very interesting conversation that would love for you to be a part of.
That's right. Well, welcome indeed. Don't forget, I mean, I got into that very, very, very powerful mood, but forgot that it's fun radio again. I'm getting serious. But guys, let's get into it. You know, let me just say this. There are different parts of each, you and I, really. Sometimes, you know, the radio show has a way of putting you, not a box. You know, you can be yourself.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more. You and I, as it were. So yeah. Sometimes we get into that mood, and I'm like, now I'm for Collins. Is this Andrea? Is this Sam Collins? There's a lot more about us that you get to find out as you proceed. But guys, how about you? What more do we know about? Do we need to know about you? What's happening in your neighborhood? What's going on? How did you sleep? How's the holiday? Do you have hangovers?
No.
Would you like to talk to us? How's your family? Parents, how do you feel that those little ones have gone back? How do you feel that the little ones are going back to school? Do you, I miss them already? Thank God, thank God you guys had to go. Mommy, daddy. I mean, who teaches kids how to call these names a billion times? I mean, I have to tell you, you don't have to say daddy all the time. When you say daddy once, go ahead to what you want to say. Daddy, where are you going to?
They need to have your full attention. Anyway, the phone lines are up. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190. Do drop a WhatsApp message as well.
On 0809-597-5805. At 0809-597-5805. This is radio like you've never known. And we are
the Techers. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Yes. Chester Light. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yes. The entire family right here. Chester Light.
Good morning to you.
Wow.
My name is Sunday John. How are you doing? How was the holiday?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I was really touched by that intro, Collins gave.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm also on the same track. Now, yesterday I went to my organizer. Hey, the guy is actually a deaf and dumb guy.
Wow.
Or he sells tires. Now, when he has tires to sell, he calls his customer. So, yesterday when I got to, he calls. Like, when he calls that number, once you pick, that is just to tell you that he has gotten tires.
Wow.
So, I found out that for a while he has not been able to do that. So, I went to his place yesterday. He brought out his phone. Then I realized that his line has been bad. Now he can no longer call us. He can only receive. And when you call him, he can't communicate with you. I was touched. As I'm talking to you now, I'm driving to NTN office at Togba.
Yeah.
I've been in traffic since. I don't mind. I know I'm not even supposed to use my name to buy a SIM for another person. But I want to take the risk. I want to do this for him.
Yep.
I will go there. I will be on the queue. I'll make sure I get that SIM today. And I bring it back to him. So that is what I want to do for him today.
That is love.
That is the love I want to show to him.
Absolutely, man. You're on the right track. Trust me. You're on the right track.
Yes, sir.
Wow, beautiful.
God
thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Aye. Oh my. 0700-993-993-993.
The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello. I guess something isn't right with the phone lines this morning. Hello?
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Chase the life!
Kylie feels good.
Yeah, yes. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning. It's Kelvin. Calling from the culture.
Good morning,
Hi, Kelvin.
Kelvin.
My holiday was fantastic because I had all the time to rest.
Right.
Traffic free.
Mm-hmm.
Stress free. Traffic is the only thing that gives me a little bit. But this holiday was fantastic. Going to the island, coming back to the mainland under an hour.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I wish Lagos can be like that every day.
Man, it's only a wish, but at least
Lagos is the city of the hustler, so we need to push it. We don't care about the traffic anymore. We're used to it.
My brother, do we have a choice? Oh yeah, make up your mind. Care about the Oh my. Thanks so much for calling, Kelvin. We're happy to hear from you. Absolutely. Well, we're just here signing in, hearing from you, how you're doing this morning, checking your physiology, checking your mental state, checking your mood, whatever it is, you know, that has to do with you. We're asking how you're doing. Also asking how the weekend went for you, vis-a-vis
the holidays.
It was quite a long weekend for a lot of people. Yeah. Were you stranded financially? Did your bank allow you to get access to funds? Or were you sweating for your bank? You know? During those long holidays, you know, people get stranded one way or the other because of, you know, the network sometimes. Was that your story? Am I talking to you?
Hopefully not. Hello?
Hello? What's up, Lagos?
Hello, thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure that person knew is online.
Let's move before the person will
say something that's not radio friendly.
We'll now hear something we want to on here. All right, move away from your radio. Just ensure that you are calling from a quiet zone. Turn down the volume on your radio once your phone call is picked. So avoid that sound you just heard. 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, you can call 01465-7190. We are the Techers, and this is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, Keskis Pass. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Please, I'm calling again to acknowledge a copy I've earlier made on this radio station.
Okay.
My name is Sunday. So sorry, please.
All right, Sunday.
There was a time before now that I complained about the activities of a tax force last month, police people at around the place by Kasagura Market.
Yeah.
That there was no signage there.
Yeah.
But yet, they hide to ambush innocent motorists.
Mm-hmm.
What they have done now is that there are no signage there, but consequently, you cannot see that there is a sign on the road that is on the floor. BRT buses only. Then they have also put this a yellow line
to
show that you are not supposed to be here.
Okay.
Right.
So I just want to acknowledge that.
Wow,
so
great.
I don't know if it's due to our cause.
Yes, obviously.
So many other people too.
I see.
I'm also calling.
That's right. You don't get it twisted. The governor listens to this show.
Uh-huh. And another one too. Tokpemu Bridge is a dual lane. Okay. But when it is 3 p.m. in the afternoon, you will see do not enter from 3 p.m. Now that signage has been removed. And still, yes, there is a saluka that is there to lay ambush for whoever that goes in there.
All right.
Like the signage is no longer there. But when you still go in there, they still ambush you.
Okay.
So please. As I'm talking, Lagos State government should hear, please.
What? Mention
the arresting people there.
Mention the place again.
Mention the area again.
Dokpemu Bridge.
All right. Thank you so much again for giving us that update. How do you feel hearing that feedback?
Good. That's why we get to ask them. I mean, that's why we get to ask you to tell us what's going on around your area. So if you notice any irregularities happening around your area, I mean, it's only wise or smart for you to call us and, you know, tell us the situation of things. And trust me, they are listening.
Absolutely. That's right. That's indeed the statement of fact, because they are listening. I mean, you're governor of Lagos, you don't listen to What's Up Lagos?
Yeah. Okay.
Why are you there?
The phone lights are still buzzing. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190 to drop a WhatsApp message as well.
On 0809-597-5805. Now, these days, you know, comedians used to hide under the guise of, you know, nah, joke I do. But since what happens with Chris and these days, man, that can't work anymore.
Are you sure?
You know, the comedians say anything they want to say, and the next thing is, not joke. But it's not joke. You have insulted me already. You chop the lamb. Anyway, let's get back to the calls.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, in as much as I'd love to turn that to a rap beat and then just flow on it, but hey, it's not friendly.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes!
Just alive!
I love it. Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi. Wow.
Wow, I'm so happy to get you today.
We're glad you did.
Woo. Who do we have and how do you feel?
My name is Dangala from Ikorodu.
All right. How's Ikorodu this morning? You sound like you had an exciting holiday.
It's fine, beautiful and calm.
I love that. I love that. Wow, really good to hear from you. Shout out to everyone listening to us from Ikorodu. Keep listening. There's a lot more to unravel on the show today. And if you're just joining us, yeah, you're welcome. Okay, great. And more WhatsApp messages.
All right, on WhatsApp, Fireman Uthman says, good morning, the Techies. Today is the International Firefighters Day. And it says, Lagos, show us some love. That's right.
Shout out to all
the firefighters.
Oh, happy International Firefighters Day to all firefighters.
I mean, Usman also is a firefighter.
Yes, and Usman to you specifically and all
Thank you. Management agencies across. Thank you for risking your life to make sure other people are safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Oh boy. Okay, so the lines are very much open and the calls are coming in. Let's allow the lines to be screened to avoid that sound and then get into that. But hey, we are the Techies, and you know that with the Techies, it's fun all the way. Every minute comes with something fun-filled. It looks like it shouldn't end, but you know, we will do our best to, you know, amass as much as we can or garner as much as we can before the show ends. And talking of that, every day or every now and then, I always have one thing that, you know, is bulging, is biting my belly. And usually I bring it on, not because I'm unhappy or anything. No. The whole idea is to let people who are going through the same thing to discuss it and find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I talking about? Guy, which law, where did they write it in the books? You know, hold on, you know what? Let's pick this bill. Don't move, oh. It's something, if you move, you'll be moved.
Okay.
The Diz plug is right here, by the way. How you doing, man?
All right, welcome back. 10:31 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea, Oduobi Techie.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Take care. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Indeed, it's still the feel of Lagos. The phone lines are still buzzing. Want to tell us what's going on around your area and how you are feeling this morning? You feel free to do that. The 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Before I went on that break, Collins was about to drop some, I don't know, I hope you're not casting me anyway, but what was it that you were going to say?
Is it no? It's cast. Don't worry about the casting.
What was it you were going to say?
Leave the casting
part.
Oh,
my God.
Anyway, so guys, I don't know how to put this, but I know a lot of men out there, you know, lately I've been having a lot of thoughts along the gender lines, you know, not to divide us, but to make us understand that there are differences and we can, you know, understand these differences better and then get the best out of our relationships, whether it's husband and wife or just brother and sister or, you know, colleagues of the opposite gender. Why is it common?
Oh my God.
You understand? For
why is my heart beating fast?
Why is it common for women, you know, ladies, I love you, but why is it common for you to bring up and want to have a conversation when we don't want to have that conversation? Why it looks like most times women bring up conversation at any, they want to have this conversation. Sometimes it's in the middle of the road. You could be stroll walking together in public and you must have that conversation.
Oh, God.
And you see, you now see a scenario where the man is not walking, he's not walking ahead, and the woman is following. You must hear this talk. So what I'm saying is this, that's even the extreme one.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing up conversation and expecting us to respond.
Yeah.
Wrong timing most times, at times when we're not, you know, we're not ready to have that conversation. We're not just ready.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in tune. We don't want to have a conversation that does not have to do with, you know, fixing something. You know, what's the answer, question, answer.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it common? I want to understand that. So I need women to call in. Yes, I want to understand that. I need every woman. I mean, you're here. I'll hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it? Or am I just exaggerating? It's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it true that there will always be a conversation? Just they want to bring up a conversation. They want to talk, whether it's about what is happening between both of you or just anything. And most times they don't understand that we don't want to see. This is the truth. This is also break the table down.
Mm-hmm.
We know man here. We're not interested. I know relationship experts will say,
goodness.
No, listen to your woman.
Listen. Mm. So would you prefer that I go and have the gist time with somebody else?
Must you have gist? It's about timing sometimes.
Well, yes, I understand the timing part, right? But for... So I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I mean, I'm sure that a lot of people already, you've heard this before, that women are more vocal than men.
Yeah.
So we want to talk.
But you understand.
We want to talk. We're very expressive. We want to express ourselves. Express ourselves through words.
I agree.
You know, through talking.
I agree. Women are more vocal, right?
Yes.
I agree. Men are not vocal because they don't, that's why they don't want to hear talk.
Let me not even tell you. So this is it, right? When we say, when we are gisting with you, when we want to talk with you, most times we just want you to listen. We don't even want you to do anything. Just listen. Oh, really? Is that it? Okay.
Let me prove you wrong.
Prove me wrong.
Listen. You don't just only want us to listen.
Okay.
You want us to contribute. You don't want us to just say, all right, okay. If you try and say, okay, oh, that's great, they will ask you.
Is that all you have
to say? I didn't say it. I did not say it. You said it. So it's not a gender battle, right? So you guys get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a time to come and say, oh, Andrea, you said, don't talk. You said, Collins, you said, no. It's about us examining us happening in our society.
In relationships.
In relationships,
also.
Specifically.
Yeah.
You know, how then can we understand ourselves better to be able to avoid, because that thing causes issues.
Mm.
You know, the moment you don't respond, or they now ask you, or for some days after, they now say, you remember the gist I was telling you? And the man is like, who's this? Man, I was tuned up. And he hear Jack.
God.
In his mind, he's saying, which gist again? I don't hear any gist though. And then it now leads to problem. You know, these things happen. You might say, oh, these are little things. So with all the wahala in Nigeria, is this what the problem? My brother, my sister.
It's a problem on its own, really.
These
because,
things,
I mean, we need to cohabit. We need to coexist, right? And then if we cannot understand each other,
so
and why we act the way we do with each other, we will, I mean, there will be chaos everywhere,
absolutely,
right?
That's right.
So, I mean, it's valid that you brought that up. And on my own part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe today we should leave it for men to get closure when it comes to the women talking.
Yeah.
Because there's another burning issue when it comes to the men gender as well.
Yeah.
Must you fix everything? Must you want to fix it?
That's the way we're wired.
And so we are also wired to talk.
So
you leave us that way.
Okay, good.
Just let us talk.
No, if we allow ourselves to live the way we're wired, in all cases, trust me, there'll be like the chaos. Let me use that word.
Mm-hmm.
But let's hear from Lagos. You know, is there a man out there you'll be looking for an opportunity to say this? Like, please, ma, sometimes I don't want to hear this talk. I don't know how to do it. How do you deal with it? Some people just tune off and don't care. And then their partner is hurt.
Mm.
Some people will be acting there. They're acting and say, yeah. Wow. Are you mean?
But you're not.
Wow. Meanwhile, it's not you listening to anything. If I'm talking to
Man,
you,
it's
come
really
on
heartbreaking,
board.
Though.
But how can we then get the best out of the situation? How can women understand, if I'm right, you know, speaking, you know, from a man's perspective,
mm-hmm.
understand that, look, we love gist sometimes, you know, we like aproko, but Not all the time. Not every time. Mm. You don't want to hear this. And we don't want to engage. If you stick to the fact that you want us to just listen, trust me, we're good listeners. We can listen.
Are you good listeners?
Men can listen, especially if we have clearly that I don't need to talk. I mean, I don't need to add any contribution. I don't need to say anything.
No, you must add contribution.
That is
where. You must say something.
So that's where the problem is. We have to find a way of understanding that, you know, it doesn't work like that for men. Am I speaking your mind, somebody? Good morning.
0700-993-993-993.
All right,
turn down the volume on your radio.
Hello?
Just Alive!
Welcome.
What? Darling, this topic will break up, man. It cost my time for us yesterday.
Yesterday? Wow.
You know what they call jump and pass?
Tell us what happened.
Now, Richard, you know what?
Let me sleep over it. I came home yesterday, so my wife was telling me that our neighbor did this and that they brought some things for her, and she really doesn't want to collect it, and she doesn't want to collect it and throw it away. So in between the whole thing like that, what should I do next time and then also? I was tired. I want to just eat and sleep. That was what came to my mind. Oh, madam, let me sleep over it. How do you bring back? Okay, now. Let me continue. Once you get to that, I'll listen to you from beginning to the end. No problem. Don't need to listen. I'll listen. Then after it. Oh, yeah, I'll sleep over it.
Oh, my God.
Let me continue.
Man, you see?
Well, I mean,
so it's a thing, you see?
It is. I mean, I know. I cannot argue with us.
Women, I don't want your heart to be broken. But the truth is, 90% of the time you're giving that gist, he's not listening. He's listening, though. He's not hearing jack. If you ask him to, bro, you remember that gist? He's saying, yes. You will not mention the wrong name. You know, has it happened to you? So let's find a way of understanding when it's not wasting energy.
So what is it now? Timing, right?
No, number one is timing. Number two is
it's what?
It's not even all the time. Reduce the frequency.
Timing one to reduce the frequency.
Yes.
Which we want to gist.
Let's hear more for what happened. Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's just.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. Oh, yeah.
That's a jiggle away.
That's so.
Welcome.
Yes. Something happened the other day. Exactly as in, whoever brought this topic between both of you, more grease to your elbow. You got more money in your account.
Amen.
Now, I came back from work the other day, all drink and everything. I want to log into my website. Woman, I mean, I don't even finish. Answer me. It came about what Nepal be. What's it? Answer me, I bet you. Last night I went to my living room, go to sleep. What's happened now? They time for everything now. I don't like story. Whenever I want to log into a website, once I want to log in, don't give me a story. Oh, yeah? Let's get in the mood.
Wow. My brother, thank you so much for sharing. So it's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
Most times,
see,
men
I can't even argue. See, women, call in 01465-7190. Let me take the number slowly.
Yeah.
01465-7190. Mm. So he said he just came back from work and all that stuff. What if she has been holding the G's for a while and be like, until he comes back before I can, you know, ask him or tell him what's up?
What is wrong
with... And that was like the best time she thought she could, you know, talk to him about stuff.
She thought. Now, there's a thing. The problem is not the gist. The problem is...
The timing
of what happened to... What happens to... We have gist to build the momentum.
Okay.
We have gist to.
We should build.
When
momentum.
Are we going to? When are we going to have this gist?
Okay.
But even at that, it's no excuse, because at the end of the day, the gist will be mumu gist. That the man
what
will just listen.
Mumu gist? No, see, any gist that comes from your wife can never be mumu gist.
No, what
you
I mean is.
You have to sit down. You know, problem with it. You have to sit down and listen.
That's true, by
for
the
God's
way.
Sake.
We just want to discuss
let's
it.
Listen to some women. They are calling us right now.
Oh, God.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers
to life.
Please turn down the volume on your radio. Put it off.
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Yes, we can.
Okay, number one, I think sometimes men are just selfish. Mm. I don't need to attack. I love you, man. I love you guys. Mm-hmm. You guys are great.
Yep.
But I think sometimes men are selfish. The reason why I said that is because men have this male ego, and then they think, okay, everything is centered around them. Things must be done at their time when they want, how they want it.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
God bless
now,
you.
Now, you're talking about timing.
Mm-hmm.
A guy comes back from work. Yeah, he wants to rest. And she says, oh, let me allow him rest. And then the circle continues. At the end of the day, you discover that they don't even have time
to talk.
Yeah.
And then whenever they do it, she might just lose the sun and say, oh, maybe he's not interested in whatever I want to say.
Right.
That now creates a communication gap.
Right.
That, you know, that brings in a lot of things.
Right.
Secondly, I had a friend who... You know, this attitude, the husband doesn't always want to know what's happening around the neighborhood. You know, he sees that mumujis and whatever. And then she just kept, you know, ignoring whatever happens around. She said, I don't know, he's not interested. He has better things to focus on.
Mm.
And then to her surprise, when something major happened, rather to his surprise, when something major happened in the neighborhood,
yeah.
And people like, did your wife tell you? This happened so terrible. And then he just thought that he was lost.
Mm. See that?
So the thing is that we really need, I know, I understand the part of understanding.
Yeah.
But you can't always do what you want to do when you just gaze on timing. There's some timing that, man, you just have to break it.
Mm. Yeah.
When you're back from work, you don't communicate with your wife all day or just say a few moments within the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's back.
Okay.
Break out of that mood and talk to her.
Right.
Because it's the same thing. If we're going to follow your
timing.
Your ideology or timing.
Yeah.
Then most men should understand when women don't want it at night because they're tired.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you a question. Do we need to listen and respond and contribute or just listen? Which of them?
You need to listen and respond. That's what communication is all about.
Okay.
Now, let me come in. Let me say something about communication.
Yeah.
Communication sometimes is, women don't really want you to chatter, but to communicate. What do I mean by communicate? For example, your babe or your wife is calling you and you're busy and you can't talk. Instead of ignoring, you can just say, okay, I'm in the middle of something, I'll get back to you. And then say what you mean and mean what you say.
Right.
And just use that as an opportunity to
silence her and keep her quiet.
Off your back.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Thank you so much. We didn't get her name, but shout out to you, man. I love you from the of my heart, from the deep down that part of my heart. I love you. Thank you for, you know, saying all that you have said. And maybe that will bring some clarity also. But God bless you. God bless you indeed. The phone lines are still buzzing. Hello.
Roti me.
Hi, Roti me.
Oh, yeah. Roti me waited for a long time. You can call back, Roti me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm from Lagos.
Cheers to life.
Wow. You are great. I like your station.
Thank you very much.
You always let us forget about our wahala, Nigeria wahala.
In fact,
I'm a very good listener. Fourth caller, in fact.
Wow.
For
years I've been trying.
Wow.
No success.
And today you made it.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You're great.
Thank you.
Part of your program I enjoy is the football.
Okay.
You are great. You let us be as if we are in the stadium.
Yeah.
Watching the ball live.
Absolutely.
Ben.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your session.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, man. Whoa, man!
I thought you had something.
That's how sometimes just go straight. Because I go left, right, center before you reach the point.
But,
now,
I mean, we appreciate the compliment. We do appreciate that.
Hi.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, so I finally got through, man.
You made it.
Well, in my own case,
your name.
I've learned to. Can you hear me?
Yes, your name, sir.
My name is Emmanuel Uda.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just, this is my wedding anniversary this month.
Woo! Congratulations. Yeah.
So I have no option but to learn to talk with my wife. I realized that she likes to gist. Mm-hmm. Initially, it was difficult because I'm an IT professional, so most of the time we are locked up in our laptops, working. But I noticed that what gives us so much joy is for me to just close that laptop once in a while and give her attention. And I've learned to do that for her, and man, it's been fun all this while. So I want to advise every young man there. Okay, if you're married, please create time for your wife. It's very important. It's very, very important. Sometimes I'm the one that even brings up the gist for us to talk about.
That's right.
You know, it's just fun talking about everything. But she's my gossip partner. Everything that happens. Everything.
Yeah.
We just discuss everything. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Blessing is on the line. Hello, where this is going.
Hello.
Hello, Blessing.
Ah, oh, Blessing went off. She went off.
Oh, Blessing.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lego?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you.
Hallelujah, be thy name.
Holy Adam.
The mother of Kalahari Desert.
Google accepted it.
Mrs. Andrella Teke.
Yes.
Yeah, your name for now is Love, Lady Andrella Teke.
Lord,
you are Lord.
Okay.
Now, what is there that in the marriage counseling, the married couple are told they create time for the wife and for the children.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they will not just say, this is children's time, this is children's time, when you must have come back from work. And then let the children gather if they have not yet slept.
Yeah.
And then tell them to express themselves to you. So therefore, the love between you and your children will increase because children like to express themselves. And when they see somebody too busy, they don't go near.
Yeah.
So they are scared with somebody who don't invite them into their life. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, the same thing, a man being the head of a family should create time, not every day. So today is our day. I've given you 3 hours to discuss whatever you want to discuss with me.
Yeah.
So it could be that from her family background, there is a little problem the man needs to interact with. It could be any area. Or there's a woman that fought in this our close here. They fought each other. They didn't tell the husband. Okay, somebody else told the husband. Say, did your wife not tell you that
before?
Your wife fought with somebody? Say, ah. So the husband now asked the woman, say, you don't have time for us.
All right.
When you come back, you just take your bath, you eat, you go to bed.
All right.
I don't have the time now to express myself to you.
All right.
However, I've ironed out the situation because they invited police into the matter.
Wow. All right. Wow. So create some time for your partner, especially men.
Yeah.
Listening time, have the gist. You know,
that time to converse.
Yeah, with the advent of social media, sometimes the social media just, have you seen this? At least I've not seen it. I don't want to see it. Just kidding. But I think it's one of those necessary things men have to deal with.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean, because like okay, we have a call. Hello.
Hello, this is
Shana. Hi.
Sorry, I called earlier, but I didn't introduce myself. I think I was just so excited.
Okay.
First time caller.
Yay! We're happy you made it. What's your name?
Your name.
I just like to call back to introduce myself.
All right.
My name is Shana. And I'm so happy, and I hope men will really listen to understand that, okay, we just don't want to be chatterboxes, but just understand that, okay, we need to communicate because we love being loved. I love you guys.
Yeah. We love you too. Wow. That's true, because the truth is a lot of relations are suffering because of this.
Yes.
A lot of women have just backhamoed. You know, they're just like, you know,
create a barrier all in the beat of, oh, I don't want to hear your gist. Oh, I'm tired. I'm stressed out. Oh, the talk she will come with now is petty talk. I don't want to have petty talk. You see that petty talk? Have that petty talk. If not, you are gradually building barrier between yourself and your partner. Don't know.
Wow. So I mean, we'll talk more about how that affects women.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Especially their how it affects them. But let's take a call.
I'm not sure we do have time for that.
This is an infomercial.
All right, let's take this call while we get to wait for that moment to come for us to go on that break. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, Mari, once more, I'm the last caller the other time.
Oh, okay.
I could introduce myself.
Okay.
I am Alhaji Balogun.
All right, Alhaji Balogun.
Very far from Ota.
Wow. No problem. Thank you so much. And shout out to everyone listening to us in Ogun State. It looks like we have a branch in Ogun State. Hi.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm the last caller, and I'm guessing I have to be very quick with my contribution.
Okay.
All right. So concerning this issue of men, you know, always complain that they are tired to listen to their partner. I don't even understand why are men always complaining they are tired now. Women also work. And, you know, both of you go out to work, you come back, and the woman goes into the kitchen to prepare the meal, and then she's still trying to gist, and you're saying you're tired. As if women stay from morning to evening doing nothing. We are also working, but we are trying to just bridge that gap. I mean, you need to communicate with your partner.
Yeah.
If you don't communicate, like, before you know it, you both grow apart. And if I don't have someone, if my partner is not listening to me, then you won't blame me if I find someone out there who will listen to me.
Right.
Yes. So you need to listen to me, and then we need to communicate. Like, I can't even bear staying with someone who won't communicate with me. You're always tired, and no, I can't even do that. So I think men should try to be more considerate and just, I don't see anything difficult in that. Thank you.
All right, great. We're not saying we don't want to communicate. The truth, that's me speaking from a perspective, right?
Yeah.
The idea is, can we fix it? Can we like schedule it or have it, you know? Not that every time it comes, I must talk. We'll go on a break. Thanks, Ramim, for that update. Guys, we are live again. The show continues right here. If you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. No time to check time. It's Techie Talk Wednesday, and we need to get into that right away. But before then, let's wrap up the first hour conversation. Sharp, sharp.
Sharp, sharp indeed. And this is coming from Peter Ayorinde from Anthony. He says, good morning, Pioneer Radio couple. On your first discussion on Love Don't Cost a Dime, as a Catholic catechism teacher, love costs nothing is either fake or superfluous. It's a conditional emotion. True love costs an expensive, it says, as expensive as a human life. We spend expensive currencies such as our treasure, our time, our talent, or our lives.
Okay.
It says, on the discussion about couple communication, I start goats with my wife by asking her about her work day and the career target I set for her as a professional seamstress.
Okay.
It says, from there, discussions permeating to other talks.
Yeah.
Sometimes men who don't discuss with excuse of timing or tiredness, is that you start talk after football or politics or their interest, the muscle and inchon will come out.
That's right.
It says, don't we always say we should marry our besties?
Yep.
Our spouses not supposed to be our best friends? So why is the issue about emotions and money or family spiky to our men? I think it's a matter of their interest and lack of either confidence in material or emotional resources that cause communication rifts. Men should develop intra-family social skills regardless either they have money or emotional poverty. It says, God bless you, pioneer couple. So he mentioned a point, right? So I think we should have this conversation again on a different time.
Certainly we will.
Yeah. So he says something about interest.
Yeah.
Something about interest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some the kind of conversations women like to have is not the kind of conversation that men would like to have.
Certainly. I think that's what the conflict is. In as much as just looking at things on the surface level and say, hey, you know what, guys, men, you have to listen to your wife, husbands, you must listen to your wife, wives, you know, have this conversation, it's okay to have the conversation. But let's also look at the nitty-gritty. Is it that easy to listen? What are the barriers? What are the things stopping men from actually listening and contributing or having that communication flow? These things are things that are not written anywhere. Unless we dig into this topic deeper and deeper and hear from people's perspective, that's when we can get to the the root of the matter, because the whole idea here is to
end this gender war, if you like, the gender war,
yeah,
from different in different angles. So, yeah. But that being said, can we make that announcement now?
Okay.
Okay, great. So, guys, we're getting into Techie Talk shortly. A lot of great gist for you. But first, we want to announce to you that coming this month is a very special month. This month, we've agreed that every Friday, we're going to have a new segment on the show, which is called
Gender Wars.
Gender Wars with the Techers. So, hi, the whole idea is to hear from different perspective, you know, from the man's perspective, from the male perspective and the female perspective, you know, the common little things like what we just talked about today that stop men from women or have it from having great relationships that affect marriages in a very special way.
Mm.
We got to hear from what they call the girl code and also hear the guy code, you know, and see how we can balance this code and know when you're going against any code. You know, that's how it is. These codes are there. They're unwritten. We all know them. Guys know their codes. Women know their codes. When you're going against any of those codes, sometimes the clash of codes.
Yeah.
It's not even about just, you know, an individual, a personality.
Yeah.
It's about that clash of codes. So we try to hear from different perspectives. We dedicate one solid hour once a week on the show to have this gender war. So the whole idea is not to come and fight. Because when you hear war. The idea is there's a war.
Yeah.
Let's settle this war.
Let's settle it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, who's
I'm sure
excited?
It's going to be insightful. We'll hear the deep secrets that women keep from men. And we'll also hear the deep secret that men keep from women.
Yep.
And the whole idea is just so that we can coexist. The whole
idea
is so that we can live together in this small planet
called Earth. That's right. That's absolutely right. So, guys, I'll look forward to it. So, we have a lot of these topics. You know, I want to give you the opportunity to express yourself. Let's fix this, man. It can work. You get what I'm saying?
It can.
It can work.
It can indeed. All right, we'll be going straight to our Techie Talk after this message.
All right.
This is coming from Abiola. Abiola from Hamburg, Germany says, good morning, the Techies. What's up, Lagos? We are enjoying your program the way I love to hear Madame Canary Island. Oh, okay. Kalahari. He says she's a great caller. Indeed, she is. All right. This one's coming from ND from Ayobo says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the Techies. This particular topic is just on point. Sometimes I'll be racking my head on how to get money to fix one or two things, and she would come up with one off point gist. For real, though.
See, I say 90% of men, they don't listen. Some people are just accepted. But I don't think that's the best thing. I think it's something that it should be natural, all right? Some people just accept it. Like, they say, listen, oh, if you want peace, oh, listen to your woman and just do it.
Hmm.
I don't think we should be making decisions that way.
Yeah.
We should actually know what we're doing and be involved in it. That's when it's more impactful.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the gender wars, really. Andrea, can you wait?
I can't.
Yeah.
I really cannot. It's going to be really, really interesting.
Absolutely.
And heated as well.
I know you all cannot wait to all of you. So it's going to be fun. We'll let you know. Keep it locked right here to know more. All right, guys. That's the much we can take on that first hour. And we are 8 minutes inside 11. And that's 8 minutes past out of 11 o'clock. And we are the Techers. And this is Nigeria Info. We're live on the radio today. And we have Techie Talk coming up right now. Our focus on Techie Talk today are going to hit it straight up. We're going to talk digital inclusion. Digital inclusion in Nigeria. And of course, we'll look at what that means and how far we've come as far as that's concerned, and why it is important for us to all to be digitally included, and to do an assessment of the success level as far as, you know, digital inclusion is concerned in Nigeria. Sometimes we get carried away and think that Lagos is Nigeria, because everywhere you go, you see phone, ping pong, ping pong. You think maybe that's the story all around.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how far we are, you know, regarding this and what needs to be done, and also talk from your personal perspective. Now, before then,
all right. right. And then straight to tech news, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Straight to tech news, indeed. And this one we have on cybersecurity. Oh, yeah. Well, let's start with the one from cybersecurity.
Yep.
Now, about 71% of Nigerian organizations were hit by ransomware in 2021, up from 22% recorded a year earlier. According to a global cybersecurity firm, Sophos, in its yearly international survey and review of real-world ransomware experiences in the state of ransomware in 2022, it says 44% of the organizations that had data encrypted paid ransoms to get their data back, even if they had other means of data recovery, such as backups. Mm-hmm. Now, the report summarizes that the impact of ransomware on 5,600 mid-sized organizations in 31 countries across Europe, the Americas, Asia Pacific, and Central Asia, the Middle East, and then Africa.
I'm tempted to say a thing or two about that, but let's move on to the next story. I mean, when we get to that point, or we should.
Yeah.
Okay, so the truth is, as we're big on talking cybersecurity on Techie Talk all the time, and that's because we understand that the more digital we go, the more it would have its own challenges. There's no good that does not come with its own challenges. And cybersecurity is one of the biggest challenges that organizations who have gone digital, who have taken advantage of tech, and even countries, nations all around have to deal with. And this ransomware is becoming unbecoming on a daily basis. You hear that report by Nairametrics, of course, saying that 71% of organizations in Nigeria were held. You know, I want to use the word held in there, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So if we're to explain that story in layman terms, so that people can understand what ransomware is about and how that these companies had to pay money to get their data back.
It's like they kidnap something important to you. You know, when you kidnap something, maybe somebody is holding you like the key to your office.
Yeah.
All right. They hold the key. You can't do anything without that key. Mm-hmm. And they can sell the key. They can use it for whatever. And somebody else will have it.
Yeah.
And then they get to have that. And they say, if you want to collect this key,
you have to pay
heavily.
Yeah.
Companies pay a whole lot. And these are the stories, the parts of the stories that companies will not tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, just to keep their trust in their customers. And we understand that. But you have to understand that this is happening also, so you can guard yourself. So when we talk about cybersecurity, it's a major conversation. It's not just about you protecting your data, as it were. Companies also are going through it. So the ransomware is pretty much like, you know, they get to hold your valuable data and information. That's why it's key.
Yeah.
They have access to it. They hold it and they tell you, if you want to have access to this, you have to pay. You heard that 71% of organizations, according to that report, have had to part ways with money just to get their data. So this is one of the worries that we must have. And that's why cybersecurity is a fight that all of us have to be involved in. Everybody starts from you protecting your data, understanding your role. In the mix.
All right then. So moving away from that story, what's next?
Absolutely. SIM replacement in Nigeria gets new rules. And this is a report put together by Adeyemi Adekotun, who of course writes for the Guardian newspaper. He says that the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, has unveiled new subscriber identity module, SIM replacement rules for individuals, corporate organizations, and the Internet of Things machine to machine. If you know what that means. We've talked about IoT before. We'll get into that again. And the NCC released a new comprehensive document bearing the guidelines for both individuals and corporate consumers recently. Now, the NCC, in the document titled Business Rules and Operational Processes for Implementation of the SIM Replacement Guidelines 2022, noted that the process would govern SIM replacement of individuals and Internet of Things and
machine to machine
bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the commission, these processes shall be read in conjunction with the SIM replacement guidelines 2021 and the provisions of the revised national identity policy for SIM registration.
Mm.
So, I mean, that has been a major conversation recently about the registration your SIM, linking your SIM and all that. And that's the update from the NCC, as it were.
Yeah, the NCC also stated that the use of NIN is mandatory for all SIM replacement.
Mm.
Yeah. We still have a lot of people struggling for NIN today.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, that's
Oh my God.
It's stuck for another day.
And then you get to wonder, why have we not had a harmonized data? I don't know, is it deliberate? Why is it taking too long? Who is, you know, we'll get into that because we're going to talk about digital inclusion because it goes beyond, you know, having access to digital. There's much more. Yeah. But there's a story here that will lead us, you know, gradually guide us into our main focus today on digital inclusion.
That's right. So despite promises of digital revolution and claims of successes by the government, stakeholders at this year's Digital Rights and Inclusion Forum said that little has been achieved in the country compared to other climes.
Now, they called on the government, this forum is calling on the government to partner industry players to avoid, you know, being left behind. Now, this comes as Paradigm Initiative, you know, through its capacity building initiative, said it has continued to connect underprivileged young Africans to digital opportunities and prepare them to compete for jobs, internships, and other productive endeavors.
Now, the group said with an unemployment rate of 33%, with 42% male youth, Nigeria is similar to many other African countries where the youth joblessness continues to grow, but jobs remain a major challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's life skill, ICTs, financial literacy, and entrepreneur job-like program addresses this problem through the provision of digital literacy and entrepreneurship skills for underserved youth, because absence of these skills denies youth the opportunity to thrive in the digital space and increases the number of unemployed youth, especially in the marginalized population.
Now, that just lays the foundation on our focus today that has to do with digital inclusion. Absolutely. It lays the foundation that to do with the digital inclusion. And that's the focus for today. Now, digital inclusion, what does it mean? People want to ask, what do you understand by digital inclusion? You know, wherever you are, what do you understand by that? We'd have a number of questions to also ask. We'll get into the definition and look at how far we've come. That report gives you an idea about Paradigm Initiative. They've been on the show a number of times. Mm-hmm. We're talking about digital rights bill, the pushing for digital rights bill. We talked about that for a couple of years. And we also talked about the fact that we get to, you know, use Lagos, Abuja, and other top cities to, you know, rate the success, success in tech, you know, or in the digital world.
Yeah.
Forgetting that Nigeria is not these three states or a few cities. Nigeria is a whole country of over 200 million people. And there are a lot of people in Ikare Ekiti, people in Ogbomosho, people in Ugwele, Ningbidi, people in where else? Urata.
Moko
Ibadan. I love that. There are people somewhere in Bernikabi, somewhere in the north, who perhaps, you know, do not understand what it means to be digitally included. And there are youths all over this country who, or, you know, would have taken advantage of the opportunities of a digital world to improve themselves or get something on themselves or in contribute, most importantly, to national growth. But because they are not included, they just miss out on the opportunity and they find themselves in other things like vices, you know, abusing drugs here and there. So we've had that conversation back to back to back. Today, our focus on the Techie Talk is digital inclusion. What does it mean?
All right. What does digital inclusion mean? I wanted to also state this part, right? How that, you know, you were talking about the other parts of the country or the other parts of the country indeed that are not digitally included.
Yep.
And part of the concerns will fall on affordability, right? Part of the concerns will fall on
affordability. That's right. So while we get to get set for this conversation and get into it and talk about it, let's ask a few questions about digital inclusion. Now, what does it mean to be digitally included?
Now, the concept itself of digital inclusion is a method of addressing issues related to digital literacy and access to ICT. That is information and communications technology.
That's right. So you can also put it this way, that data inclusion is like a social technological process that encompasses individuals, communities, and vulnerable groups being able to have access and digital skills to use the internet technologies and therefore to be able to participate and benefit from today's growing information society. So what that tells you is that maybe Lagos is not where you need digital inclusion, because Lagos, of course, might be doing well. An average place in the community, you know, there'll be a phone that has internet as well. There are places where, you know, even if they have these mobile phones, they are not digitally literate. And they can even be professors, they can even be, but they're not digitally literate to be able to maximize the potential of that gadgets that they have. So there's one, there's the problem of access to gadgets. You know, there's also affordability, of course, mm-hmm. that you talked about.
Yeah.
But then again, there's also the literacy, understanding how to operate these things. You can have access to them and don't know how to operate. There's another report here, just before you go, there's another report here that talks about the role, you know, I think it was a special report, I'm trying to remember who wrote that report,
mm-hmm.
The role of, you know, mobile phones in helping people to be digitally included.
Yeah.
You know, it has played a good role by giving people the access. Shout out to the guys who, I'm not to give shout out specifically because it's Nigerian. Shout out to the guys that brought in mobile phones like, you know, Tecno, which is now a premium brand that's grown. You know, the same guys that brought in Infinix and now Itel. So you notice technically they were strategic. They realized that people needed to be included. So, but people cannot afford the big names, the big brands, the iPhones, the Samsungs at the time. So they brought something that gives them access to digital, you know, modern technology, but it's also affordable. And people could buy those phones. I remember then it was a matter of, oh, prestige. You know, some people gradually now those phones have grown to become to compete with the big brands, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
It played a major role. A lot of people have access to that. They can have access to WhatsApp because they have the phone.
Yeah.
But that digital inclusion does not just end there. It's much more than that.
Absolutely.
You know, how do we educate the people to know how to use these phones and also do not expose themselves to dangers like cybersecurity, not expose themselves to, you know, information that they don't need, mm-hmm. fake news and other things like that.
Yeah.
That is where digital inclusion goes hand in hand mm-hmm. with digital literacy.
Right. I agree with you, right, with your submission as to, you mm-hmm. know, digital inclusion as well as digital literacy.
Yeah.
But my question now is, who are the people who need this digital literacy the most? Is it the youth? Is it the elderly in the society? Who are the people who really need this digital literacy?
Yeah.
Who are the people who actually need it? Because the focus most times is towards the youth, right?
Yep.
And then we forget that the elderly people are still part of the society.
Absolutely.
So if we exclude them, that means that part of the society has been digitally excluded.
That is very vital. Because the truth is, they are among the vulnerable set of people
mm-hmm.
who, you know, because they do not understand, they don't necessarily understand, or, you know, we're not exposed to this, the digital world as it is right now,
mm-hmm.
and the gadgets as they advise. A few of them would take up the responsibility to, like, you know what, align with the young ones and say, show me, mm-hmm. you know, TikTok. A lot of them already, they've closed their minds that, look, this is not my thing, it's for kids.
Yeah.
But that's where they get it wrong. So digital inclusion,
I mean,
it's for everybody.
It should be for everybody.
It's for everybody.
Mean, they're little as you know, having your banking app,
yep.
having to operate it yourself
yep.
and not waiting for one of your kids to come and help you. That itself,
it exposes.
Yeah, that is having these
yep.
vulnerable citizens mm. be digitally included in that regard also. I think that it would help.
Yep.
I think that it would as well.
Very, very, very true. Now, one thing about it is that, like I was saying, that just providing people coming up with new apps, coming up with new gadgets, technological gadgets, digital gadgets, and thinking that that's the way to improve digital inclusion, it's not all that there is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've identified the literacy itself, the education.
Yeah.
The education is very important. We live in a society where, you know, times have changed.
You know, before now, being illiterate means you have to know how to read and write. Being a graduate or, you know, being really literate, have to know how to read or write. Or while you're going to school, you have a certificate. But right now, we live in a world where that doesn't even matter. That doesn't even matter as much. All right, that doesn't even matter. Because what you need is digital knowledge. You must have digital literacy to be able to do it. So giving those gadgets is not an excuse for you to be able to say, okay, it's just one step. But the main step is educating the people, showing them how to use these gadgets, letting them understand how to use it for the good of for themselves and for the society, as it were. So if we're going to get digital inclusion, we have to start from digital education, or yes, it's well, literacy, as it were. Well, we'll ask a few questions. How can we foster and promote innovation within digital inclusion? What can we do to get it better? As it stands right now, we're not doing well at all. Don't use Lagos to judge. We're very far behind. And we'll get to talk more about that and hear your thoughts about this after the break.
We report, you decide. Topical conversations that matter to you.
There are people for personal, religious, whatever reasons who do not want to take a vaccine. And I think they have the right.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity, to force people to take vaccines. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Perhaps informational is the fact that, hey, Techie Talk was nominated at the Gage Awards. Of course, considered Africa's biggest technology or digital awards, you know, celebrating the best of the web. And you understand that for sure. A number of years now, the show has been giving people information on how they can navigate themselves in the tech space and also presenting you opportunities in the digital world. We've also spoken to the biggest, brightest minds in the world of tech from across the African continent, who have been guests. You blessed us here with your knowledge and experience, you know, all in one, in a bit of drive, you know, things like digital inclusion, you know, cyber security, safety, you know, understanding fintech and how you can play in there as a player or as a consumer. And also a whole lot of this information have come on Techie Talk from one way or the other. If you have been blessed by the show, like you have been blessed, let us know by sending a comment. You know, you can DM me or just send a comment and let us know. I'll send a WhatsApp message and say, look, I'm listening to Techie Talk. Thanks because of that. You know, I get those messages from time to time. And now is the time for you to show some love. Techie Talk has been nominated for the Gage Awards. That means that you have to take advantage of that and say, you know what, Techie Talk must win this award. Oh, must win this award. 4 years now. It'll be my 4 years of running it. And shout out to all those who came in for the Social Media Week event, African X event of Techie Talk. We say thank you so much. But hey, we're live on Techie Talk. Digital inclusion is what we're talking about.
Right. And we also asked, what do you think or how do you see digital inclusion? Do you feel digitally included? Hmm. And how best can we broaden this scope of digital inclusion in Nigeria?
What is your understanding of digital inclusion? I know we have attempted or we have defined digital inclusion. What is your understanding of digital inclusion? Why do you think, do you see that's important? You feel like that a lot of people are on the position like, I beg, and don't just want the awala before you now go digital, start trying to do digital, or you know, and then you now get into trouble. Some people are saying, I'd rather just stay on my own. Some people are just adamant. I don't want to. I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's some people have excuses like it's cost effective. How do I get a phone? How do I get the, I mean, it's cost, it's not affordable.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get a phone? Where are you in the whole mix? What's in terms of your priority? How much of digital inclusion do you want in your life? How much do you want to be digitally included? Or how much are you included digitally? This is direct from you.
Right. Talking about affordability, right. And I mentioned earlier that this has been on the lips of Nigerians when it comes to digital inclusion.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know what, this is our concern. It's not affordable at all. It says affordability is a concern for many Nigerians, particularly those with lower incomes. Now, the cost of using a mobile phone represents about 5% of personal income in Nigeria, which significantly exceeds the cost in many other developing countries. Right. Also, I want to add this. Now, we cannot really talk about digital inclusion without necessarily talking about the telcos.
Yeah.
So they have a role to play.
That's right.
To, you know, help in the digital inclusion.
I mean, they provide data services. Mm-hmm. So that explains. So where does the government come in? That's why if the government is making policies like agencies like the NCCs, agencies like the NITDA or NITSDA, and the Ministry of Communications and Digital Economy, mm-hmm. you know, the question is, are you involved in... Are you asking questions? These are government agencies that come up with policies and regulations that guide the digital economy, the digital space, as it were. You know, how much of interest do you have with what these policies say? Because the policies they make will go a long way to determine how even the private sector players would play, you know, and then what they would churn out. Mm-hmm. And that affects you, the consumer, as a person. So if you say you're not interested, and then it's your own undoing. We have a habit of, you know, staying here, doing nothing about it, and then waiting for it to happen, and then we complain. You get what I'm saying? Just waiting for stuff to happen, and then we complain. But what then can we do? Is it time to start asking questions, to start pushing forward? A lot of people are doing that. The likes of Pride Am Initiative, they're doing that. But do we need, how much more of this do we need? This is an open conversation that you have to take seriously. Most times when we talk about tech, it looks like it's all that there is. Yes, it is all that there is. Trust me. It is all that there is. If you do not take it seriously, you have yourself to blame.
All right, the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message as well.
On 0809-597-5805, what's your take on digital inclusion in Nigeria? Do you feel digitally included? What do you understand by that?
All right, on WhatsApp, we have Anonymous. He says, I overheard a caller saying that he's going to get someone a SIM card and that he would register the SIM himself. I don't know the circumstances surrounding that, but I know that it is wrong and risky. Why not take the person to a place to register it himself? The shortcut ends up being the longest route. Please advise the caller.
All right. I mean, that's valid. I think the person is a person with a special need. And he's trying to help out. When he gets there, he'll be advised. Mm. I think he should open up. If he's still listening, let them know why what he wants to do. He'll be advised so that he can do it the right way and not put himself in trouble or, you know, go against the law, as it were. We go against the law all the time. Okay, guys. Well, that's that for that. Let's take this call and move on. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Who do we have?
My name is Adiola from Sule.
Hi, Adiola.
Let's
Welcome.
Talk.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying your program.
Okay.
I love you.
Wow. We love you too.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Appreciate you.
All right. I'm not sure who's been listening. All right. Paul from Ayobo here says, hello to Tekkers. Yesterday was the press and today is the firefighter. Happy celebrations, guys.
Yeah.
Says, my area is good, but I only want to ask one question. Who's drinking my data? It says, within 2 hours, 3 gig is gone. Waiting, they happen.
All right. So we have that segment, which we call Gadgets Clinic. So would you get to bring some of the guys to come back? Sometimes it's used. It's the back end, you know, background apps. And maybe you're not cleaning the app properly. I mean, your phone properly. And your data is being drained by some apps that are working in the background. Mm-hmm. You might want to get a Clean Master. Clean Master is an app that helps you to clean your Android phone. Especially clean your Android phone whenever you have issues. Get that and it would help you manage your data. But we could do more maybe next time on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm on to Nigeria Info.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, my name is Abu.
All right, Abu, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling for something very disturbing. For the last 3 months now, there have not been water in Bega Axis area, in Omole. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
I don't know if the government is aware of this. It's a bad situation for us there.
All right, you've said it already. Brega, Ariel, Mali, no water. Government, do something about that. Oh, digital inclusion is what we're talking about. And by the way, today I expected it's not that kind of conversation where, you know, you'd have a lot to say, as it were. It's one of those conversations that will go get you thinking, and you take the step. You see where you can play a role for yourself and your environment, your community, and see the opportunities. You know, if they say that digitally as far as digital inclusion is concerned, we're not doing as well, as much as we should, then I see an opportunity there. What can we do? The question is, what then can we do to, you know, address this? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. What role do I play as an individual to ensure that more and more people are digital inclusion, digitally included? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm the person who called you.
Okay, welcome. How are you?
Fine.
What's your name?
My name is Adiola from Sule.
Great, Adiola.
I want to complain about Airtel.
Okay, about Airtel.
What about?
Yes.
What about Airtel?
They drink data too much.
Okay. All right.
Let me say, I paid for 200 gig. Those in a flash, it will finish.
I would like.
So I'm going to just upgrade and have more gigs on their network.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Valid concern.
Very valid.
Valid concern. And like I said earlier, affordability has been the huge, huge, what's it called now? Concern on the lips of Nigerians when it comes to digital inclusion. We all want to be digitally included, right? We all want to make do with the internet and, you know, Internet of Things and the likes. But how many of us have got the income to, you know,
afford that conveniently?
How many?
Now let's even break it down and take the question of, is data expensive? We've had this conversation before. Yeah. Is data expensive in Nigeria? Would you rather have data cheaper than what it is right now?
Yeah.
Or is it a question of usage? Because if you say yeah, we did an analysis and realized that it's cheaper. It's way cheaper here than even in some countries in the West.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's available. Actually, I mean, we had Wally Farron. We had him that time, and we're doing an analysis comparing what is happening in the U.S., the cost of data in the U.S., and what it is here.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, you know, even though the quality is different, but we're able to establish that. But let's hear from Nigerians. Like, do you think that data, you know, if they reduce the price of data, is going to help people to be more digitally included? Or do you think, could it be a question, and I'll ask professionals now, experts in the space, could it be a question of lack of knowledge of how to use data? Because the device you use also matters.
Yeah, that also plays a role. I think both of them work side by side. I really do think. I mean, we can't talk about digital inclusion without talking about digital literacy.
That's right.
We can't do that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's a place for being educated when it comes to using gadgets and the likes. There's also the cost.
Absolutely.
Of having such gadgets.
I'll figure we're digging deep gradually. Let's hear from this call.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, the Takers.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Hi, Emmanuel.
I'm an IT professional.
Fantastic.
Yes. So in this topic is a very personal concern to me. So I'm a web developer, I'm a software designer.
Okay.
And recently I ventured into real estate.
Okay.
And I realized that a lot of real estate consultants are lacking when it comes to digital inclusion. Yes. So in the area of selling real estate, I realized that a lot of them, all they know is how to share flyers, you know, use all the traditional marketing strategy that is already outdated, you know. So I had a passion that this particular company, I wouldn't want to mention his name, and they have one of the largest team of real estate consultants on their database, over 200,000.
Wow.
And over 70% of them are digitally bankrupt, so to say. And so I just took it up as part of my mission in that company, beyond my own personal mission of selling real estate and making my money, to also help the other realtors to be digitally included. And so far, it has almost become my full-time job because the management of this company has adopted my services. We keep going from one branch to the other all over the state in this country where they are located, teaching realtors how to use simple strategies like Facebook advertising, Google marketing, social media management to sell properties.
That's right.
You know, and right now we are teaching them that you can actually sit down in your home and make a lot of money, you know, using digital marketing to sell properties. And it's been an amazing experience. And if I didn't know, it has given me a sense of purpose. I'm actually in the office of one of the branches to do the same thing this afternoon.
Wow.
And it's been amazing. Right. So thank you so much.
I want to ask you something. Which has been more of a challenge? Is it in educating them or the affordability?
Okay. Education first. Because that comes first. If you understand the concept, I believe you can be motivated. Most of them have the money already. Most of them have used the traditional method to sell over the years. But you know, we keep telling them that technology is an enabler. It gives you leverage.
That's right.
When you add it to what you already know, you will just put your success on autopilot.
That's right.
You know, you achieve greater results with lesser stress.
That's right.
So as for affordability, I'm sure they can afford it because a lot of them have also paid for their websites to be developed. They have paid for personalized courses on digital marketing.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, once you open their eyes to the importance of digital marketing, they won't have a problem paying for it.
Right.
You know, so I don't think it's a question of affordability. I think it's education first.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, I mean,
well, that in that sector.
Yeah.
He talked about real estate.
In that sector, yes.
That sector.
But we're talking about opportunities, really. You know, just listening to him, that's what we talked about when we say, when you hear these things, the opportunities presenting themselves.
Right.
You're sure down the show, we try to point you in the direction that this is what. So you're out there, you're thinking you have this knowledge and you're just limiting it to, you know, I'm online, no, I can do this, I can do that. There are lots, apart from just, you know, communities, there are businesses that are struggling to move from what they used to be, how they used to operate, into, you know, becoming digitally included. There are some that have a lot of data, but the data has not been digitalized, so you can't, it's analog data. They now have to
get all to digital,
and they lack this knowledge to do it. Why I think education is key, apart from affordability, ahead of even affordability, is because education would make you change your priority. For example, if you have money right now and you're caught in between getting something or getting a digital gadgets that will enable you and enable a digital enabler versus getting something that you consume or maybe an Ashwabi or anything or that. If you have the knowledge, if you are educated and you know what you need to be digitally enabled or included, it would help your priority. Sometimes it's not about whether you can afford it. It's about whether it's your priority. So the education has a role to play. When you are educated, you know that, okay, this is your priorities change.
Right.
You now realize that, okay, this is what I need. If I want to be digitally included, if I want to be digitally enabled, I need this gadget, I need this gadget. You work towards it. So the education comes first. If you want to put it hand in hand.
If we want to. I don't think we're putting it side by side.
Side by side.
I mean, on WhatsApp, this one here, this coming from, you didn't put your name. But he says, hi, the techers. Nigeria or Niger has very affordable data, no cap. It's here in Venice. I pay
110 euro
per month. Okay. He says this includes He says this includes 100 gigabytes for mobile whenever I am not at home, or limited data for the router at home, or limited call and text messages within the country, and cheap rates for international calls. It says the cable for TV is inclusive. But the internet is really good. No buffer. 5G ETC.
That is right. So that's 110 euros, about 48,000 naira, just a little above 48,000 naira monthly. That's what he pays. But he has internet. So, you know, if you look at it critically, apart from what we spend, people spend more than that, but that's an individual, depending on the consumption.
Yeah.
I say we've done the analysis all around, realize that even the West is more expensive, but the difference is the quality is standard.
Yeah.
You know, you can't compare the quality of the experience wise, but it's actually more expensive to get internet compared to what you get in Nigeria.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. We're still talking digital inclusion. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Vegas?
This Cheers is Joy. To life. Welcome. What's your name?
Joy.
All right, Joy. Talk to us.
It is expensive. Data is expensive. Oh. That is the more reason why people are not actually keen to it.
Okay.
Yes, after being educated, then you now need to, you know, invest in it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person who is calling now, these ones, we have some people who are up there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have the money, but they don't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
They can't knowledge. But we have people who do not know, they need the knowledge, but they also do not have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So even after getting the knowledge, then how
what
do
next?
They now, you know, start?
Mm-hmm.
100 euro, is it equivalent to 100 naira?
Mm.
So it is cheap over there, Collins. Because when you say 100 euro, I don't believe for you to start exchanging 100 euro to naira and ask for 8,000. No.
Yeah.
100 euro should be equivalent to 100 naira. And mind you, the services rendered is much, much better.
Right.
You can stream without buffering.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it is zoom tight to your calls.
Yeah.
And so many other things.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's quite expensive here.
Okay.
With the economy and the value of our money.
That's
all right, and thank you very much for your opinion. I really, or your submission, I think that a lot of Nigerians will go on her part saying that, you know, it's quite expensive. It's not just I think the affordability we're looking at now, it's not just even in terms of money,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of experience, in terms of how fast, how accessible is, you know, the internet.
That's right. I totally agree. I mean, the issue of you know, the cost also and the exchange rates is as a result of the state of the economy.
Yeah.
So if you put the economy vis-a-vis in every area, it's the same story.
Yeah.
You know, so the way.
It still goes back to the government doing something. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers
alive.
Yeah, wow. I would say, okay, good morning, Mr. Collins and Andrea.
Good morning,
Tommy Waziri.
Hi, Tommy.
Yay, it's good to have you.
Finally, I get you again.
Absolutely.
Anyways, I would say that, first of all, another reason why people don't put their stuff, they are skeptical. The reason why I feel some people is that they feel that, then what if hackers hack into their, you know, stuff and they steal their money and all of that.
Yeah.
So sometimes, for me, I think it's trust issues as well.
Mm.
You know, I think, but to me, again, I feel it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spend like roughly like 5,000 on data like every month.
Mm.
Sometimes even more than that, depending on what I'm doing. So it's expensive to me. I just feel it's expensive. And Mr. Collins, I just want to use this opportunity to, you know, let people know that technology has done way more for, you know, many of us. I know of a guy who is blind that creates websites. He's actually a coder and he's blind. So technology have done way more. I just wanted to, you know, create that awareness as well. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Tommy Waziri recently shared with me an app he worked for. I mean, he worked on the app that has to do with, maybe one of these days we'll bring him on to come and talk about it, for the blind. You know, it's the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. So if you're a blind person, this app can actually help you navigate your way. I mean, that's what we're talking about. He himself is a visually impaired person. He's been an inspiration to a lot of people, and it's always good to hear from him.
Absolutely. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We can hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Collins and Andrea, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is my first time on calling you. So, wow, it has been long. I've been trying and trying.
We're happy that you made it.
I'm so happy to get you guys.
We're glad to have you too.
So, my own complaint is about these Airtel people. I don't understand the way data is going. What's going on? Someone should please explain. I don't understand. Like this thing is, have they increased their own data percent? I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I need explanation.
All right.
That's why I was listening to you guys to see if you can, explain a little bit.
All right.
Somehow, when you just
buy data and
somehow.
Okay.
We'll look at having them come on the show, maybe answer some of your questions.
That's right. We'll look at that. We'll certainly look at that. But one other thing I think we need to also look at, so that we're sure that it's not just from their perspective, it could be our usage. I keep saying, sometimes what you don't know, it pass you. You get what I'm saying? If you do not understand that, sometimes you have background apps that are working in the background that you've downloaded. Some of them you download from a click without knowing, and they're active on your phone, your Android phone. They are there. They are chopping data. The moment you put it on, it's updates. Maybe your phone has automatic updates, update apps automatically. All those ones chop data. So sometimes we also want to look at that. Maybe next week we'd have some expert join us to do gadget cleaning on our gadget clinic on Techie Talk.
All right. We'll take this WhatsApp message. Oh, okay. All right.
What's up,
Time don't go. I shout. Yes, just the life.
Ah, you calling San Andrea?
We're doing fine.
Binabo. I'm trying.
Finally, you're here. You have 30 seconds, by the way. Our time is fast. So, sharp. Let's talk, Binabo. Good to hear from you.
You actually took what I was going to say out of my mouth. All these background apps.
Yeah.
Especially with WhatsApp and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
People can just send you a message. There's a certain you need to do on WhatsApp.
Absolutely.
If it's not on Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
if it's on your data, if you get 50 pictures, it will download everything automatically.
That's right.
And you think it's the network service that's taking your data. No.
Yep.
Yeah. And there are ways I can pick your phone easily. When you buy data, we will share data, you will not know.
All right. That's right.
Do you understand what
I'm
saying?
Right. That's
so there are lots of things that we individually need to check.
That's
and
right.
stop putting blames on service providers.
Absolutely. We'll do that more of that next week. You want to take a message before we run away?
All right. This message is coming from Ola. He says, for me, I can't stand data that is limited, so you sacrifice and do unlimited internet. We need to go on a break later.